Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us now are our friend Susan Ferriccio. She is the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So the big thing this week, breathing down everyone's neck, the big thing on the table, obviously the shutdown, the deadline of Friday the 19th to get some kind of budget passed. Do you think they're going to be able to do it? Will the Democrats stick their necks out and call for a government shutdown?
Well, you know, I think what will happen is you'll get enough Democrats in the Senate to avoid a filibuster, which is where the real problem lies with these bills, because, you know, the House can pass things with a GOP simple majority of 51 votes. A 218 votes, and they have the votes to do that. Over in the Senate, they need 60 votes, and that requires 9 Democrats. So the big question is, are Democrats going to completely unite against the spending bill and block it in the Senate? I don't see evidence of that yet. You see a few senators saying that they're going to vote against it, but it would take 41 of them to do it, and I don't see that happening yet, mainly because it would look like they caused the government shutdown. I think if Democrats felt they could do it and have the blame clearly shift to the Republicans, there's no question they would do it.
Right. We saw this in December. Yeah. I mean, so we had this test already sort of play out, whether or not Democrats were going to use immigration as their leverage in order to force a government shutdown if they didn't get their way. But I wonder if we won't see this extension just be short-term enough that it puts us right at the DACA deadline in March.
Right. The big question is, how long will this extension be? Will it be just, you know, maybe 6 weeks? Will it just go... I mean, I think March is the date everybody's talking about now, because of that DACA deadline. And that DACA deadline, of course, we're talking about the deadline for changing the law so that people who came here illegally as children can remain here without fear of deportation. You know, that is all now held up in the court system too. So there's less of a threat of deportation for these so-called dreamers. So in some ways, the pressure is off a little bit. And this is more of a political game that we're looking at this week. It's brinksmanship for sure when it comes to the spending bill. But a lot of it, I think, is a little bit overblown. You know, I heard Democrats say on Friday that progress is steady on getting a deal on spending. There's other issues, too. They need to agree on raising these spending caps. And Republicans want more money for defense. This is the usual fight they have every year. So the issue here truly is that this is the fourth short-term spending bill in fiscal 2018, and they just cannot seem to get their act together to pass a full-year spending bill. And there are great consequences in terms of fiscal responsibility, in terms of how agencies are able to plan, and particularly the Defense Department.
Right.
So again, it's another punt. And the fourth one, and, you know, with really no end in sight, I think that's probably the bigger story here.
I don't know, Susan, I don't know if you can address this in particular, but the spending caps element, I've seen, you know, some things that they're looking to explode these spending caps, that Congress is looking for a much, much higher number than what it's currently imposed on their spending.
That's true, and that's because the Republicans believe that the Defense Department has taken a really big hit under the Budget Control Act, which imposes these spending caps, and it's been depleted to the point where, you know, we're seeing these accidents, these fatal accidents with the Navy and other problems with the military, and that they really need more money.
Rather than looking for spending cuts, they're looking to spend a whole lot more money on the military instead of moving things around.
People need to understand that Congress is allergic to spending cuts. It doesn't matter what party you're from. Everyone thinks, well, you know, it's just the Democrats. Republicans cannot stand cutting either. And so, no, I don't anticipate that will be the case. However, there will be a fight because there is a wing of the Republican Party that does want to impose this fiscal discipline. But they're running up against the rest of the Republican conference, who are very wary of doing that.
Susan, I want to talk to you about what happened in that meeting where, you know, we apparently the president said something terrible and horrible to the virgin ears of some members of Congress. Did Dick Durbin overplay his hand here by leaking what was going on in those private negotiations?
It depends what his motive was. You know, the conspiracy theory is that Democrats don't want a deal on this, that it's a win-win for them. The DACA suit, Dreamers will get to stay. Eventually, the House will be regained by Democrats. They'll have greater leverage for a better deal. I think, you know, the idea is that Democrats, the last thing they want is a deal under the terms of Republicans, and secondly, where Trump can claim victory on border security and his wall. So there's less motivation for them. Now, that's a very cynical view. But it's not altogether illogical that that would be the case. So for him to come out and reveal what happened in the meeting and say the president made these remarks, thus, you know, presumably blowing up the talks, you know, if you put it all in that context, it doesn't seem he underplayed his hand. It seems he did everything exactly according to plan.
Yeah, well, it's bad faith in a negotiation if you're actually trying to come to a deal, so maybe he doesn't want to, as you suggest.
If you're actually trying to come to a
deal.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Susan Faricio, thank you very much from the Washington Examiner. You got a lot to do this week. We'll check back in with you again soon.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.